What's better than one Lego movie? Two Lego movies. Hi, I'm Kate O'Hare, social media manager for Family Theater Productions in Hollywood. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to another edition of 3-4 Tuesday, our family-suitable programming guide to mostly primetime TV, airing from Tuesday through Thursday. All times Eastern, check local listings for time and channel in your area. Without further ado, first up is Chopped, Tuesday at 8, 9, and 10 p.m. on Food Network. The cooking competition show starts Thanksgiving early, with two repeat episodes and a new one. The chair's a bit late for the little ones, might need to go on the DVR. Here's the lineup. At 8 p.m., a Chopped Thanksgiving from 2013. The chefs compete to create a holiday feast from mystery baskets, and then reinvent the green bean casserole. At 9 is Turkey Day Heroes from 2016. Chefs who work in soup kitchens feeding the needy must create an appetizer and then work on an entree with bread, orange sauce, turkey, and a cake. And at 10, an Iron Chef Thanksgiving, that's the new episode, in which three Iron Chefs judge a Thanksgiving feast. Should families watch Chopped? Here's what Common Sense Media, which recommends it for ages 10 and up, has to say. Parents need to know that unlike other competitive cooking shows that seem to value rivalries and behind-the-scenes drama, Chopped sticks to what's on the plate. Both contenders and judges treat each other with respect, and the focus is firmly on food, flavors, and cooking techniques, making this show a natural for young culinary enthusiasts. On rare occasions, chefs exhibit brief, poor sportsmanship, but that is definitely the exception. By the way, did you know who won the Chopped Thanksgiving episode in 2015? A 30-year-old Franciscan religious named Sister Alicia Torres. Secular website Slate.com was a surprising fan. Here's what they had to say. So here's to more nuns on screen. I have no idea if it's good for the Catholic Church, but it's great for TV. In the end, the latest star sister won for her dishes, including sweet potato hash and a turkey quesadilla with green bean salsa. One of my gifts is creativity, Torres told the camera, adding that competition is a good thing because it helps us move, quote, from where we are to where we could be, close quote. Clad in the simple habit of her Franciscan order, she never stopped smiling. Next up is the Lego Batman movie from 2014, which airs Wednesday at 8 p.m. on HBO. According to reviewer Stephen Gray Danis, who is a Catholic deacon, this one isn't quite the equal of the Lego movie, which airs tomorrow night, but it's got good points. He said, the movie's best idea, almost its only idea, is that Batman's super cool aura of awesomeness, toughness, and invincibility masks an underlying social isolation and fear of emotional connection and vulnerability. In spite of his reputation as the greatest superhero of all, he's actually so cluelessly self-absorbed and lacking in empathy that he's not a full-fledged good guy at all. There's the same sort of group hug ending as the Lego movie, with Batman learning a valuable lesson, like Mr. Incredible over a dozen years ago, about how people need each other and you just can't work alone because you're afraid of losing people. And last up is the original Lego movie from 2014. Which airs Thursday at 8 p.m. on Nickelodeon. Deacon Gray Danis just loved it. Here's what he had to say in his review. Here's something I didn't see coming. The freshest, most unique animated family film from any Hollywood studio in well over a year is based on a line of brightly colored plastic construction blocks and assorted accessories. I'm not kidding. Perhaps I can put it this way. The Lego movie does everything you expect a movie like this to do, but it also does a great deal you don't expect. Subverting cliches, taking roads less traveled, and even tiptoeing into theological wonder. Still not kidding. There might even be a hint of faith in the movie, said Gray Danis. Here's what he wrote. Toward the end, there's an intriguing twist that pays off scattered references to the man upstairs. One of the characters has a transcendent experience of a larger world of powers and principalities he can hardly fathom. Wow, that's a review. Anyway, happy viewing, and we'll see you again with 5 for Friday to get you through the weekend with sanctity and sanity intact. at least in terms of TV viewing. This is Kate O'Hare for Family Theater Productions. See you then.